The most significant proposed changes appear to include new policies banning chokeholds, better data collection on traffic stops, regular public release of that data along with arrest data, more police on bicycles, increased anti-bias training, and changes in mental health response. Ryder offered almost no specifics on the list of reforms, but he said a 310-page report would soon be posted by County Executive Laura Curran. The draft plan is in response to an executive order from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo that requires police departments to engage with community groups on proposed changes. These groups called Ryder's presentation, quote, lip service, an edict, and not a conversation. In an emotional appeal, Shaniqua Levin with the group Long Island Black Alliance said she had so many recommendations that she wanted to share, but Ryder drafted the plan before they could officially meet.
Because this is not just about, oh, how do we improve a system? This is about my life. This is about my people's life. This is about my brother's life, my son's life, my husband's life. This is real stuff that we encounter on a daily basis.
Dissatisfied with the reform efforts from the police commissioner, several groups said they were drafting their own plan. They urged lawmakers to at least consider it. Chair of the Nassau County Legislature's Public Safety Committee, Denise Ford, promised that there would be future public hearings on police reform. The deadline for submitting a final plan to the state is April 1st. Charles Lane, WSHU News.